My name is John, and my name is John, and we ain't turning right all podcast long. Whoa, we're going left and straight. Whoa, the podcast is great. Whoa, cruising around LA, picking up friends on the way. Well, John is my friend, and now you are my friend, and we're doing it up, and then we do it all again. Whoa, two Johns don't make a right.
So this is, you're going backwards, so a right is a left, in that sense.
Right, and technically we haven't, now we've begun. Now, this is the podcast, we got Kurt Braunohler here.
What's up?
Yeah, actor, comedian, writer, producer, my buddy.
Yep.
John's buddy.
Yep.
This is John D.
I'm John F.
I'm Kurt B.
And this is Two Johns Don't Make a Right with Curty B.
You know, I understand we're only making lefts, but if we pass a Jersey Mike's, we have to stop and all order something.
Okay, let's go.
No matter how many times we pass a Jersey Mike's.
No problem.
Do you love Jersey Mike's?
I love Jersey Mike's, bro.
What's the order?
What's my order?
Yeah.
Number 7 with extra oil and vinegar.
Is that the Italiano?
No, that's the turkey and provolone.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was my first job.
What? Oh, Jersey Mike's?
Yeah, was that like the second one ever to exist?
I was gonna say, no offense to you, but I think you and I only have like a few years on you.
Yeah.
I thought Jersey Mike's was relatively new.
It's relatively new that it expanded outside of New Jersey.
Gotcha.
So I worked at one, and it was my first job when I was, I guess, 12 or 14. And so that would have been 1990.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I never would have guessed. That's great.
My dad and I saw a Jersey Mike's commercial with Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Who we love.
Asbury Park's favorite.
Yeah.
He went to high school with my mom.
Oh, wow. So that makes sense that he does Jersey Mike's.
Exactly, baby.
Okay, well, my dad's like down in Florida, I met Mike. From Jersey Mike's.
What? No, he did not.
He did, because we saw this commercial, and we were like, we love Danny DeVito, and he was like, well, I know Mike from Jersey Mike's. He's my friend. He lives in Florida, just like everyone from Jersey.
It is very true that most of Florida is people from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Retiring.
New York, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're all Nepo babies, right? your dad's Paul Schrader, right?
Paul Schaefer, actually.
Paul Schaefer. Oh, wow.
I took a different name because I didn't want the attention.
You didn't want the advantages.
I wanted
given
to make it on my own.
Paul Schaefer's baby.
Yeah, no. You don't want to. You never advertised it.
No.
It was really noble.
I'm Conan O'Brien's child.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I changed my name too because I don't want any help in comedy.
I am Tyne Daly's cousin.
That could be true.
I reached out to Tyne
as
I was starting my career, and she didn't help me. She just discouraged me actively, which helped me because I was like, fuck you.
Tyne.
Fuck Tyne
Daly.
It's time to fuck Tyne. well, time and Tyne wait for no man. Here we are once again. We're going straight across Franklin. We're at this point, the Celebrity Center for Scientology.
People. Has anybody ever gone in the Scientology Center here?
Johnny did.
I have. Have I?
I
went in New York.
Okay.
There's one on like 46th Street and 8th Avenue in Manhattan. And me and my then girlfriend were like, hey, as a joke, let's go in. And then we were chilled to the bone by the Scientology like protocol, and we were like separated and made to watch this film, like short film.
You were
film.
Separated.
We were like, they were like, okay, you're going in this room, and you're going in this room.
Oh my God, the manipulation begins the moment you walk in.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And you watch a film about L. Ron Hubbard's life going back to like the Boy Scouts.
Oh, exciting.
And it's very exciting. And he was an Eagle Scout.
How dare you?
Yeah. They're like, there's documentation. This isn't a lie. He's an Eagle Scout. You're like, okay, I believe it.
Yeah, why would we argue that he was an Eagle Scout? Yeah,
you know who else is an Eagle Scout? Zach Galifianakis.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's just one of the similarities between him and L. Ron.
You're there an Eagle many, Scout, many
too.
More.
I'm an Eagle Scout, too, but I'm nothing like L. Ron.
What did you do for your Scout project?
It was not... I refurbished, like, the church playground and parking lot. Like, I repainted the lines and, like, sanded the wooden play structure. It was
not exciting. So you did free work for a non-taxed organization.
That's right.
Do probably... I mean, like, let's face it. All churches are... just housing for their dorms for, let's face it. Anyway.
Dark money.
I don't want to get...
No, but like every now and then you see a really cool Eagle Scout project. Like there's one in Big Bear near my parents' cabin that like put steps in on this hike. There's a one on Catalina Island that I don't know how they did it. They like built like this really beautiful covered patio like at the top of the island like when you hike from one end to the other.
That stuff always shocks me. Like you know that hike that you and I went on, John?
Yeah.
Colby Canyon? That I was looking up that trail. This is a beautiful hike in the Angeles National Forest. And it's like, it's pretty intense. It's like 1,500 feet of elevation and like 2.5 miles. So it's like uphill the whole time. And I went online and looked at a review of the trail. And a dude was like, I just went back to this. It was my Eagle Scout project 25 years ago to buttress all these trails. And like,
wow.
These are like trails on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
Where he's installed like stakes driven down and then filled it in with gravel and dirt to hold up the trail on the edge of a mountain. I was like, that was an Eagle Scout project? Like, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's real work. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'm not ashamed of mine, but it's not that impressive.
No, right. Come on. Those I'm lines ashamed. Needed to be painted. If you didn't do them, who's going to where would the cars go?
All willy-nilly.
They would drive right into children. They wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You save children.
Eagle Scouts keep us from just... driving into each other.
Mowing down children,
yeah.
Sorry, it's a noisy rain jacket. It's raining in Los Angeles, folks.
People are freaking out, but we're continuing to do our podcast.
Yeah.
I was in Boy Scouts, so I had a bad time, so I quit.
I did too. Sadly, I had a bad time, so I fucking quit.
I think you might have gotten it really depends on the troop you get.
100%. It just depends on the person who runs it. I went on one camp out. It was run by... fucking people who didn't know a goddamn thing about camping.
Yeah.
So it sucked. Everyone was wet and cold and it rained the whole time and no one knew how to do anything properly. So we're all wet. Like you can camp in the rain. I do it all the time.
Yeah, we
do. You just have to know how to do it. And just like all these people didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, it's also not just the troop, it's the scoutmaster. Like we had a really... He was smart about camping and stuff, but he basically lived in a bus anyway, so he was very familiar with camping.
Hell yeah. Transient scout leader.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, can I crash with one of you kids tonight?
No joke.
He's a life scout. Life scout and above. I'll crash with you.
Who's got like a big closet?
Yeah.
Whereas Zach's troop leader was like a drill sergeant, he said. But he still had fun doing it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But it wasn't, you know, it was just a different experience.
My guy was ex-military. I think it was just a bummer. Like, I was like...
Yeah.
It was like... It felt like church. That was the vibe.
Right.
I was like church.
Oh, this feels like I'm going to church again. And my dad was like, well, it's Boy Scouts. You know, I was in Boy Scout. And I was just like, I do not like this. I don't... It's just not fun and... All the kids in it, my older brothers think are dorks, and and that was true too. Like I'd be like, you know, like John Lunds is in the troop, and my brother'd be like, that guy's a dork. And I'd be like, oh shit, I'm not a dork, even though I was.
Oh my god, was I a dork?
I also like went to scout camp twice, and that was the scout camp was really fun. It was just like the weekly meetings that were such a bummer.
What was scout camp all about?
Go to a week camp,
uh-huh.
And you live in a tent, like a military tent with a wood floor, but
those tents,
like a triangle tent.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you have
like made out of canvas that just leaks.
Exactly, they're very bad. And you sign up for like three different merit badges you want to focus on, and you just do them. So whether like tying knots or like canoeing, I did.
It was cooking.
You cook.
Lifeguarding.
Yeah, it was like, it was pretty amazing, you know, just camping and like the senior kids would like cook breakfast for everybody and we did a play at night. Like there was like sketch comedy that was built into the Boy Scout troop.
Oh, for real?
And we just did like, we did, like, there were scripts, like, laying around in the church basement, and they took them, and it was, like, one of the sketches was, it was not, obviously, it wasn't great, but it was fun. I got to do, like, sketch comedy.
For the first time, was that, like, the first time you ever did?
Kind of, yeah, yeah. It was the first time I ever, like, performed besides just being the chorus or whatever of my elementary school. But yeah, that the Boy Scout camp wasn't fun enough, and I went to another. It was weird. Yeah, it was weird, and it yeah, it was just like it was almost too free form, honestly. Like I went to other camps, and I was like, this is great, and it was like super structured. I think I needed to have a structured thing, like at that point in my life.
I remember one of our camps, we did a skit, and I don't know like how long this has been laying around, but like there was a lot of references to C.B. DeMille. So, like I grew up in the 80s, like I'm not that old.
And C.B. DeMille?
Yeah.
I don't even know who C.B. DeMille
is. Cecil B. DeMille.
Cecil B. DeMille. So what's that, 1920s?
Yeah, and the bit was like, there was like a dope on the crew who just kept saying, ready when you are, C.B. And then the gag was, he finally got the shot he wanted. They're like, okay, camera, you got this, everyone got it? And then the guy rolling the film said, ready when you are, CB. But he didn't roll on the perfect take.
Oh,
and it was hilarious to a bunch of 11-year-olds who had no idea.
Who CB DeMille was. This is literally from the time of talkies.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been around since the Boy Scouts have been around.
But then conversely, I did win a belching contest.
You did?
I can still belch pretty well.
Oh, that's pretty
great.
Let's
hear it.
Well.
Let's do it.
I can't write the second, but I'll, you know.
Yeah.
If I had a Coke, I could do it.
Any belcher worth his salt can conjure a belch.
All right, let me try this.
Come on. Yeah.
Be let's worth go. Your salt.
Be worth your salt.
What if I just threw up?
You know, that would be fucking awesome. That
would be fucking great podcast.
Now we're passing the Scientology Media Productions.
There's no accidents. We're taking you on a tour.
Yeah,
by the end of it, I think you're going to really open your mind to it.
I had no idea that there was a huge Scientology production house right there.
You didn't know that?
No, I've missed that for the 10 years.
That's
I've
where they edit
here.
All those great commercials they run during football games.
Yeah, all their big crane shots of their leader.
We're still waiting for this burp. I was just talking until you can one going.
I might need carbonation at this tender age.
Get the air, get the water, get the right combo for burps, and make it disgusting, baby. Make it worth your salt.
Oh, no, it's stuck.
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
It'll happen. Don't worry. It'll happen.
That was like a little kid burp.
We're passing. Like
we're about to pass a place that was built by Cecil B. DeMille.
We're about to pass a great furniture store. Further. You guys ever shop there?
No. Oh, the one all
right
the way down here?
I think it's right here.
Oh,
right
yeah?
Here. Wait a minute. Is it gone? No, where'd it go?
Junkyard Dog. What's that? Food and booze.
This place. Further Furniture.
Oh, is that good?
Okay. Yeah. A lot of outdoor stuff, but some nice indoor stuff and very reasonable prices.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
Oh, that's great. That's good to know.
This place, the El Cid restaurant right here, that was built by Cecil B. DeMille in the 1910s. I'm serious. It's real.
What, for real?
It really was. Yeah, no, I'm not lying. Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's a very cool venue and that people don't do enough stuff at.
Yeah, well, Cool Up used to run a show there, like a comedy show, and it was fun.
Val Myers. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
up
not a good venue. That's
why.
Because it's really cool. Uh-huh. It's got the red carpet. It looks like a good venue.
It looks like a good venue. And it has a huge, beautiful outside space.
That's what I like.
Yeah. The outside space is beautiful. And the theater's beautiful and the restaurant's beautiful, but there's no point. There's no reason. It's just the mojo of venues.
Yeah. Isn't
and
that
it
weird?
It is a dark vibe. And I think it's because Cecil B. DeMille probably killed so many young actresses back there. Like, or did some like weird stuff. And there's just
like
bad vibes.
It's just bad vibes, right?
Yeah. I've never done a show there where I wasn't like, I'd rather not. Or like you get there and you're kind of like, why is nobody here? And for a while they'd have people just eating like chicken fried steak. At in front of you, and you'd be like,
you hear like the clinking of the dishes.
This is like someone's idea of a fancy dinner, and I'm kind of ruining it by performing. It's not a good feeling.
Well, as a professional audience member, a comedy audience member, I like venues like that where you can go out of the performance area and talk to a friend and have a drink. Much like your guy's show
at Virgil.
The Virgil.
Well, now, new location for Hot Tub.
Oh, yeah, tell.
Permanent Records Roadhouse. In Highland Park.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's not on San Fernando, but it's just over from San Fernando. In Highland Park. Just across the river from Frogtown. And it's a punk It's like a punk bar.
Nice.
That's also a record store. And then out back is the performance space.
Oh, even better.
So it's an outside space, but then if you want to chat, you just like walk up the driveway and go into the bar.
And then also you can perform inside too.
So yeah, there's an inside.
So they have like essentially two performance or areas. Shout out to Permanent Records. Ugh. I did my my album drop show there, and it's great.
Isn't it awesome?
It's so great. And now Hot Tub, if you're in LA.
There it is.
That was nothing. That's embarrassing.
That was nothing? That sounded great.
I don't think that's going to win a contest.
No.
Any Boy Scout troop.
That's an embarrassment. That's a D minus right there.
No. Did you get serious daps when you won that? It was like, you burped the best.
I did. Well, I beat this guy, one of the counselors, who was like a big funny guy, like a Robin Williams wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool dude.
Wait, the counselor was allowed to compete in this competition? Seems like.
Wow.
It was the 80s, you know?
No rules.
No rules.
Skids were big.
We also,
Skids!
Not to bring it all the way back to Boy Scouts, but, they would, when you were older, they did this thing called Order of the Arrow, and, they'd wake us up, at 2 in the morning and go canoeing in the ocean at low tide into some caves that were only available at that time.
Wow.
It was so, I guarantee you they can't do that today, just for legal reasons.
Catalina.
The Order of the Arrow was, problematic, even when I was doing Boy Scouts.
It was too,
because the initiation rituals were too... They broke someone's collarbone or something.
Really?
Because they had this initiation thing, and I went to it, if you're at Boy Scout camp last night, it's the Order of the Arrow.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a mini... It's you're destined to be an Eagle Scout or something.
But all this ritual shit was such a big part of male fraternity culture in the 50s.
Yeah.
And it just translated over into, it's so weird. Whereas it's supposed to seem spooky and weird, and they would do slightly Polynesian things, you know? It's so weird that was a running theme with men back then.
Right.
So what was your thing? What was the initiation that the kid broke his collarbone?
They did a thing where they'd go, this is the chant, and it's problematic.
Okay.
But it's, unday, 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 away, away, away. Right. Unday, unday, and they'd do this, and there'd be a dance, and then the initiate or whatever would be in this circle, and they would bring their hands down in this real, their forearms down on his shoulders in this really crazy way.
Uh-huh.
And they did a gentle version of it when we did it, because there was actual flack from it. They were we can't do the hardcore initiation where we break some, because some kid's shoulder got broken. I just remember that vague thing. But I remember the spookiness and the kind of cultiness of the initiation. And I feel that was a holdover from the Masons and you know, because colleges were just okay, we have a fraternity, and that's kind of gonna be our Masons or whatever.
Yeah.
So we have to have a dark, fucked up, you know, pseudo sexual humiliation ritual. In hockey, my hockey team freshman year of high school, I was pretty good, so I made the varsity team freshman year.
Holy shit!
But that meant
every podcast you bring this up.
Okay.
Yeah. But that meant I had to do the initiation. You know, and
what was the initiation?
It was it was horrible. It was called a quarter race. You can imagine, and it's, you put a quarter between your butt cheeks.
It's always weirdly sexual.
And you have to crab crawl across the floor, and if you drop the quarter out of your butt, your clenched butt cheeks, you have to pick it up with your mouth.
No.
And you lose the race, and then you have to get it was the threat was you were gonna get your ass kicked, but the reality was they threw a bunch of hockey tape at me or whatever. But nobody won. Everybody dropped the quarter, so everybody was just
quarters.
One guy who planned it out, I guess, came in with a half a bucket of water and poured it on me and this kid, Ted Dillenberg, and
Ted Dillenberg,
who was it was his only year there, and uh-huh. He was better than everyone on our team. But they poured cold water, and it's obviously already freezing. It's a hockey rink. And then they just threw a bunch of tape at us. And then one guy was like, I'm going to tie you up with this tape. And then he was like, all right, whatever, Daly, you're done. It's so lame. I was oh, man. It just it's get naked and crab claw crawl. It's the quarter race.
So you were naked as well. So you're on ice? Are you on the ice?
I believe... No, I was naked. We were naked. No. We were in the locker room. It was like...
Crazy.
It was like senior... And like... There was like a rumor we did it, and me and this kid Ted were like, "Are you gonna go to practice today?" Yeah, I mean, we're gonna practice. Nothing'll happen, and then it did happen. Like, it was being planned.
Holy shit!
So that was the dark part of it. It was like, oh man, and all the seniors are like, "I had to go through this, and so I'm bitter about that. So you have to go through this."
I'm bitter about it. Like, so I have to continue it.
I have to continue the abusive pattern. Pretty fun stuff. Yeah. Initiations.
It is so fascinating. I don't have any way to wrap my head around why it is a thing? Why is that part of it? Is it come from the military? It must come from the military, right? Like, because everybody back in the 20s, 30s, everybody served in the military. So maybe it came from that stuff. Because I know in the Marines you used to have to punch the thing into your chest.
Step four, I don't know.
Wait, I have the demeanor of a Canadian, really?
That's a compliment. They're all friendly.
Hello, how are you? What are you talking about?
They're reasonable and friendly.
They are.
Yeah, until you get them until you make them stay inside for the pandemic too long. Then they get in their trucks. Canadian truckers.
Ah. It's kind of refreshing to see the Canadians have nitwits too.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
They have everything we have. It's just got a slightly different name.
Yeah. They call... Apparently, this might be wrong. If some Canadian listener can verify this, but, if you call someone a goof there, it's like calling someone, a motherfucker.
A goof?
Hey, you fucking goofs, get down. Get out of here.
For
whatever.
Real?
Yeah, it's like a goof.
I love that.
Wait, am I right, guys? Chime in. Anyway, where were we?
Sound off on Twitter.
#goof. Speaking of you saying chime in, have you been watching Paul T. Goldman?
Yes.
Oh, man, where he decides that he's going to take a poll of people watching the show, and then he gets it on his phone, and, it calls it in. Do you remember this scene?
It was Sunday.
It was, the second episode. He's in a scene with a lawyer, and he's like... And then he looks to the camera and he's telling Jason. He's like, no, I want to try something. And Jason, you would have called this many phone numbers. Call me right now.
Text me right now. Yeah, exactly.
And then he just gets it later in the scene and he's like, the results are in. Everybody thinks it's crazy.
Everybody.
It's so deeply uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
And he's... to watch Jason be like, let's just do it. Has the script. He's like, this is the script now.
He's like, this is the bell. Paul's like, let's do the bells and whistles. He's like, yeah, this will get people into it. Like, it's a toll-free number. Like, it's so funny. Like, text this number. It's like he's making it like American Idol.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool because he's pulling out all the stops in a certain way. It's just like, here we go. We're having a little trouble here. We're on Alpine and Sunset.
No trouble. Yeah. I just don't want to get on the freeway because
how can you make a left off the freeway?
Well, yeah, you have to wait till a left exit.
Huge point of contention.
Huge point of contention.
Because here's the thing: you can switch lanes and get into the right lane, and if that right lane happens to continue into an exit, you have not turned left. And this was a big thing with John Gemberling.
Yeah,
really holding our feet to the fire in a way that sucked. And he was being a little demon and little devil. And we're angels.
We knew what we were getting into.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like you get off on the on-ramp, off-ramp, and then you turn left from there. And
right.
All is well.
That makes sense to me.
But he wasn't hearing it. He wasn't open to discussions.
He wanted to stay on the highway forever.
He just wanted to rub my face in it. And he did. And he won.
Yeah. Your face was rubbed.
Still
reeling from it.
Yeah.
This is like a 100-year storm we're having in Los Angeles here.
Yeah, for real.
And Ellen was just out because she lives in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, what's Ellen doing right now?
Ellen, the notoriously cool boss that people love.
Love Ellen.
The non-toxic boss is out. She was out in Montecito or wherever she lives going we're evacuating. She's weather reporting.
No,
she's
really?
She's like, this is how I can get back into good graces of the public if I weather report.
Yeah.
Kind of like when Paul McCartney was directing traffic after 9/11.
That was the part of the podcast where I bum daily out and ask about how you guys know each other.
Oh, are you bumming me out? No.
We have an interesting origin story.
I thought you might.
John Daly went to high school with a former long-term girlfriend of mine.
Uh-oh. Yes. Shout out Milena.
Shout out Milena Ryzik. I met Milena like my third day of college, and then I met John like shortly thereafter, I think.
So before you guys were in comedy, really?
Before we did comedy. Yeah. We were both acting.
We were both acting, and I had acted with Milena in high school, and then I finished my first year of college, and then I was like, I don't want to live in Pittsburgh. Like, I don't want to live in Pittsburgh where I'm from for this summer, so I'm going to go live in Baltimore with my friend Milena. And so she was like, oh, there's an extra room in our house. Her and this dude Matt and me just lived in Baltimore. And then that's when I got a job at a place called Nifty 50s Diner.
And I worked there as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right. And yeah. It was a 50s diner called Nifty 50s Diner, but with a full Indian menu.
Full Indian menu.
Because the owners were Indian, and they had a tandoori oven.
It was, and the Indian food was good. It's classic fucking weird Baltimore. It was like a 50s style, like there was a Wurlitzer jukebox that like played only 50s music. It was just all Elvis and like Coke posters.
Wow.
And then you would sit down and you could eat either 50s like diner food or
full Indian menu.
Full Indian menu.
Yeah.
Chicken tiki masala.
Yep.
And they call, and I still remember like the night where they were like kind of iffy on me or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the night where they were like, I held it down as a waiter.
Yeah.
And they were like, John, come in the back. Have a shot. And they gave me shots of tequila. And I was like, I'm in. This is great. And they call me Johnny 2000.
Johnny 2000.
Johnny 2000. I don't know why.
Do you remember that guy who would come in every day for lunch and for dinner? He lived above, and he was like, there was something mentally, you know, not, you know, strange with him. But he would, like, come down, order the exact same thing. It was, one of the rice dishes. It was biryani. We would get a biryani dish and eat it and then go upstairs, and then he would come back down for dinner every single day.
Wow.
Every single day.
Sounds like a guy who loves diarrhea. Anyway, that's funny. No, I don't. He was probably there, but I don't have a memory of him. I was just like, yeah, I don't know.
It was just a summer.
It was just a summer, yeah. But it was a fun job. And yeah, I still like songs come on the a song will come on the radio, like a 50s song, and it will spark me back to that.
Because
like, it was the first time I heard like, skinny little pretty one. Whenever I hear that, I gotta you know, bus table 7.
There was
throw my ketchups.
There was there was on that jukebox a song that I haven't been able to find it. It's not on Apple Music, and I don't think it's on Spotify. But it's a cover of These Are My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music. But by
John Coltrane?
No, by Herbie Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now, Herb Alpert, not Herbie Alpert. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Probably call him Herbie.
Probably.
Herb Alpert.
And it was so awesome. It was my favorite thing on that jukebox. I would play it every shift.
Famous Scientologist, Herb Alpert.
Really?
Back to, yeah.
No.
Right in the circle. Famous Scientologist.
Also, best album cover ever of people who haven't listened to the record, but just have it for the album cover. That one where it's the woman
whipped cream
covered
and other
in cream.
Delights.
Yes, whipped cream and other delights.
Yeah. John, you like that one, right?
Oh, yeah, baby.
That girl with all the food on her? You like to have sex
the
with
bowl
food
of spaghetti
involved.
On her head?
Nothing sexier than a girl with some spaghetti on her head.
Well, I'm very glad I asked, because I was assuming the answer would be like, oh, yeah, we met in New York at UCB. And
no, John is kind of somewhat the reason that I got into comedy, because... So we were friends
all
in Baltimore.
You were doing a ton of performance.
Yeah, we were doing like,
you did Shakespeare, and you did a production that I was like, holy shit, like that you DIY'd, and I was like, oh my God, like, Yeah, it was really cool scene you got going on here, I remember.
Yeah, it was very cool. It was all, like, that was the thing, like, Hopkins didn't have a theater department, so it was all student-run, so we had to produce and direct and get money for anything we wanted to do. But you had, like, the facilities available to you. So, like, we just made our own stuff. It was very cool. But I do remember, so the reason I got into comedy was... You moved to Brooklyn. It was one of the reasons I also moved to Brooklyn was because John was there. Like, we were trying to decide between living in
San Francisco or
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I was like, we don't know anybody in San Francisco, but we know John in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's funny. And I remember you staying in my roach-infested Brooklyn apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a guy in the middle of the street
that's
here.
That's amazing.
In a Mustang.
Wow.
What a piece of shit. Know,
we're all doing our best.
I love how he was just staring forward, like, bearing down.
Yeah, like, hey, this is normal.
Yeah, this is normal. This is all good. Yeah.
Back then is when I kept a pretty detailed journal, and I found it recently, and it was a day where I had not moved to Brooklyn yet, so I was still in Jersey, and I came up to visit you, mm-hmm. met you at Starbucks where you were working.
Oh my god!
You showed me the tape deck that played tapes at like half speed, so that you couldn't bring your own music to play in the Starbucks. You could only play Starbucks tapes in the
Whoa,
Starbucks. Yeah. And then you called up Chicken,
right.
who was your weed delivery
the
guy.
The weed delivery was Chicken.
And
oh
then
my God.
Chicken pulled up in a minivan, and we hopped in the minivan and we bought weed. And this was like blowing my mind. Like
yeah.
the fact that you could call weed up and it would just come to you wherever you were in the city.
Yeah.
And we got weed, and then we went to Central Park. And we got on boats, and we got super fucking high, and we went on rowboats and rowed to an island.
I remember this.
And got off, and we're like running around on the island, and then came back, and I think we took ecstasy, and then like laid on your floor, you, me, and Taryn.
Yeah.
Packheiser.
Shout out to Taryn.
Just laying on the floor high, and then you'd be like, who wants a cigarette? And this was in the journal. This moment of like, who wants a cigarette? And then everyone was like, we do! And we all like ran outside and had a cigarette and then got high again. And I just remember that day like so perfectly.
Wow, I have pictures from that day.
You do.
Us in Central Park.
A good time.
But yeah, that was a hard, it was,
a hard time.
Couple years with that roach infested apartment.
Yeah, dude.
I remember we lived in that roach infested apartment. Like when you turn the kitchen lights on, the kitchen
Ooh.
Would just move. It would be like, blah, 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 blah. All these fucking roaches
Ew.
Came out. And our landlord, like, we moved out after, like, living there for 2 years, what felt like more than that. And our landlord was like, the roaches, John. The roaches. What happened? What happened? And I was like, oh, yeah, there's just tons of roaches there. It got worse and worse as we lived there. She was like, why didn't you tell me about it? And we were like, we didn't want to bug you, you know, like, we don't want to bother you about these roaches. She was like, oh, my God, you're leaving me with this horrible roaches. We'd also pay our rent, like... Can I pay my rent in, like, 3 months, you know? Like, I feel like I'll make enough Starbucks money to, like, pay you. Then that was, like, before I even, like, learned to steal from Starbucks. Guys, if you work at Starbucks, you gotta steal.
Gotta steal.
Yeah.
That's all. And tell them how to do it, John. Give them,
what you
them
do
know.
Is,
yeah.
What you do is, Al Pacino came into the restaurant I worked at, and he got one drink. He was about to go to a show or something. He got one drink and he dropped a 20 for a drink. And I was like...
Back in those days, that's nothing. I mean, that's not nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These days, they'll get you a beer at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are beers really $20? When beers are $20,
at SoFi,
that'll really be something.
They're $20?
They're 19, yeah.
They're 19?
My wife and her brother just went to the game last night.
Wait, oh my god.
Are they at least huge?
Yeah, it's like a big pour, but they're draft. And if you've ever worked at a restaurant, you know how cheap that is to pour.
Yeah.
Like 2 cents.
Yeah. It's nothing.
Wow. What did you see at SoFi?
I didn't go. My Nora and her brother Matt went to see the national championship last night, and the Dogs trounced the Frogs.
Wait, are the Dogs...
Is that two
teams? Are they really
names?
Into college football?
The Georgia Bulldogs took on the TCU...
Bullfrogs?
I think Horned Frogs.
Oh,
they're a little
man,
tougher
if
than
it was Bulldogs versus Bullfrogs would be really
that would
great.
That would be nice.
Bulldogs, Bulldogs.
They really should have thought that through.
They should have renamed.
But it was not an exciting game unless you're a Bulldog fan. It was 65-7.
Oh, well, wow.
You can cut this out, too. It's not exciting.
Bark, bark.
No, college football is just, it's such a crazy culture. I could never enter it. I like pro football, but
same.
College football.
My mother-in-law is huge into college football. And so she'll come over and like get... Olive is now into college football because of my mother-in-law. My five-year-old daughter is really... What?
I forgot your mother-in-law lived nearby.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
She only follows Michigan.
Then I'm sorry for her.
Yeah.
They lost to the...
They lost in a crazy way.
Yeah.
To the Horn Frogs?
Yeah, to the
team
that just got
trapped. They're not called the Horn Frogs.
The Horn Frogs.
I think so.
They're called the Horn Frogs?
I could be wrong. It's TCU, and they're the ones who upset Michigan in the semifinals, or whatever they call it.
The testicular cancer unit has a
testicular cancer unit! We're the
worst.
We're the worst. We're the tumor balls. The testicular cancer unit tumor balls.
I know Kurt through our mutual friend Kristen.
Yes.
And I met Kristen when I started working on Bob's Burgers, where I also work with Harry Walliner. Shout out to Harry.
Harry!
So yeah, that's how I know you. And how did you meet Kristen?
I met Kristen through the pit back in 2004 or 2005. I was performing there, and she was performing there, and I wanted to start a variety show. And I'd just seen her perform, you know, or I had seen her improvise. I didn't even know that she did sketch and stand up. About starting a variety show as Kristen Shaw. And I was like, oh, really? And I knew she was backstage, and I like walked from the office to backstage and like across the backstage. I was like, hey, you want to start a variety show with me? She's like, okay!
That's a...
And that is
impression.
Like how it started. We had never hung out. We had never really talked.
Wow.
Did you see her perform?
I had seen her improvise.
Right.
Yeah.
You knew she was funny, but you were like, you didn't know her at all.
Right. Well, I didn't know her at all. We had one conversation once. I was very drunk on the train headed to Rockaway to go sleep out at Rockaway to go surf the next morning. And I saw her at West 4th. She was like getting off and I was getting on, and I was like, hi. And we like hugged and said hi. And that was the only time we'd ever spoken,
right,
other than when we started a variety show.
I love
together.
It. That's kind of like our podcast. Like, we weren't hanging out before this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew each other, but then we...
And I think it helps, because now I can ask real questions, like,
exactly.
How do you guys know each other? Like, I don't know much about John Daly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting to know each other and
I know he's
entertaining
weird, like, putting
people.
Quarters in his butt, and that's about it.
I put quarters in my butt. I still do that. It's the only way I can get
hard.
Sex. Get sexy. The quarter.
And when the quarter drops, it deflates.
Yeah, so. And I love the variety of quarters that the U.S. Mint is putting out.
You love those 1970s.
Each one feels a little different.
So now we're in Larchmont. We just went on Larchmont. Now we're in the Hancock Park area. It's a very, you know, just green...
Beautiful lefts, neighborhood.
Lefts everywhere.
Lefts everywhere. Yeah. Lefts for days.
This is a very safe neighborhood
to get some laughs.
Yeah, this is great. Hancock Park is great. You got the Larchmont Wine and Cheese famous salami sandwich there.
Yeah, that's a
classic
good
one.
Yeah.
I got a jaywalking ticket there, that Jamba Juice across the street from the Larchmont Wine and Cheese.
Jamba
what?
Juice jaywalking?
My friend Lindsay Stoddard, who plays your mother on Bob's Burgers.
Yes.
This is back in the 90s. We're in Larchmont Village. As you know, we just came off a very quiet two-lane street. We were going to cross. A car was nice enough to stop and wave us across. So we walked across. And then, woo, a motorcycle cop slaps his gloves on the seat like he had just caught, I don't know, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you serious?
Piece
like,
of shit.
And I was just young enough in those days to like still have a too healthy of a respect for authority. So I just took it. But like, today, like, just arrest me. I know you don't want to go to the
It's now legal.
Either. Yeah, so now it's...
Jaywalking's legal?
Yeah. Fucking
wow.
Garcetti made it legal. Because he realized that it was just, you know, it's fucking a racist way to just arrest people.
It's stealing.
Yeah.
It's so
like,
clearly
get
stealing.
Poor people off the street.
Yeah.
Maybe I was poor, but Doug Benson and I got one in Burbank, walking in a crosswalk on a green light, but the red hand was flashing.
What?
And they got us for that, and it's like, he's like, you can fight it. And like, fighting it means like taking a day off work to go fight a $70 ticket, so it's just not worth it.
That's just like sitting on a bench and somebody gives you a ticket.
Yeah.
You can fight it if you want. I mean, you can just do that to anybody.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
I got pulled over but a cop was right next to me as I was texting and driving, but like stopped. And I moved forward like 1 foot while not texting, but looking at my phone. And a cop was like, boop. All right.
No
way. Give me a ticket, man. Pull over. And I was like, you know what? thanks. Okay. Like, it's like, it sucks, but there are people that I hate when people text and drive so much.
It happens all the time now.
It happens all the time.
Just the thing at the red light where the car just doesn't go. That happens to me like 3 to 4 times every single time I drive.
Yeah.
The car just doesn't move and you have to honk for them to like look up from their phone.
And I feel terror because I have done it. I've definitely been the one.
Oh, I've totally done it.
Looking at my phone.
We're all.
I've caught myself looking at fucking Instagram.
While driving,
and I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, this is the biggest waste of time when you're not driving. Like, to, like, do it while I'm driving is fucking insane.
I know. I just start to think about the, like, cause of death.
Yes.
It's like he was looking at not a DM, but he was looking at who looked at his stories when he passed. The dumbest possible way. It wasn't even a DM.
Yeah.
He didn't have the...
That left scares me.
That left scares... This looks like a better...
And then I can just do like a little...
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this Koreatown now? Or are we still...
I think this is still Hancock Park, baby.
Yeah, I think we have to go that side of Western.
Yes.
To get to K-Town.
Western, formerly the westernmost point in Los Angeles.
I know, that's true.
And it used to have a big wall.
What? No.
Western, there was a big wall to keep out bandits and stuff back in the... when Los Angeles was founded... because, you know, Western was the westernmost point in Los Angeles.
Wait, the what?
I know things.
No, right.
That's a true thing. That's real.
Why would Western, though? I mean, Western's pretty far east for Los Angeles.
Right,
though.
Well, they were building it all around the river. Like, the river was a functional river when they founded Los Angeles.
Port. Right, because, like, they were like, fuck the ocean. We don't need the ocean.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Right. We need a river.
So Western was the... for this West Point. Like,
oh, that's crazy. I had no idea.
Beverly Hills and all that came later.
Yeah, all the West stuff is weirdly...
later.
New.
Isn't that interesting that, like... especially if you go to, like, most major cities in the United States, the waterfront is just recently being developed.
Yeah.
Because they used to just put, like, fucking factories on the water and warehouses. They're like, fuck the water. Nobody wants to be in the water.
Yeah.
Water stinks.
Gross.
That's gross.
That's true. Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they...
So the most disgusting, like industries are on the water.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and here it's the Long Beach...
aquarium.
Port of Long Beach in the aquarium, yeah.
Anybody been in the aquarium?
No, is it amazing?
It's okay. It's fun. It's okay. It's not an amazing aquarium, but it's pretty fun. It's cool. I like it.
Right.
Right.
It's better than no aquarium.
It's better than no aquarium, but I went to the one in goddamn San Francisco.
Oh, that's
Holy
fantastic.
Holy shit. Dudes, it is. Oh my god, two wild dogs just running. Those are just two dogs running.
Wow, somebody just had their dogs off leash.
Those are just two German shepherds just running. Giant German shepherds.
Magnificent beasts.
Totally free dogs.
Totally free dogs. No collar, it looks like.
They seem happy.
They seem totally happy. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get them in the farm.
Yeah, let's get two of the biggest dogs.
I bet they belong to that house and they're just smart enough not to run on the street.
Yeah. They got electric fence around them. They get zapped.
Meanwhile, look at this idiot on a leash.
Look at this fucking asshole.
Piece of shit.
How's it feel to be a fucking oppressed? That dog looked exactly like my dog. That's crazy.
What are dog bullies?
I did want to do a web series back in the day when web series were a thing, of just going to a dog park and just making fun of every dog.
Mm-hmm. Making fun of it?
Yeah, just making fun of all the dogs. Like, look at this
fucking idiot.
Oh, that's funny.
Look at how dumb is this asshole.
Wow.
I love it.
That's great. People hate dogs. They'll jump right in. My dog has been barfing, like, daily. Since it's been raining, and I'm like, is she drinking some kind of, like, rainwater thing? Like, what's going on? She barfed twice on the carpet yesterday. I'm like, come on, Peaches. What's your problem?
Well, have you taken Peaches to a vet?
Well, that's the next step. But she's not like...
In
she's pain. Like happy and everything.
Gotcha. And then she's her normal self.
She'll look at you and get sad and go... And then all this black shit comes out of her mouth.
Oh, no.
She eats tons of dirt and soil, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's not getting enough iron.
What street are we on here? We're going across...
I'm going to turn on 6, because I feel like that'll give me a good left... on Western, if that's what we decide to do.
Yeah,
still no Jersey Mike's. I apologize.
That's all right.
It's a good
now. What's your order, by the way?
My order?
Yeah, we know one of you is number 7.
Yeah, me. Okay. John, what's your order?
I went on, the only time I've eaten Jersey Mike's was to go on the Doughboys podcast, actually.
Really?
And they were like, let's review Jersey Mike's, and I got a, I'm gluten-free, so.
GF, maybe.
I don't know if they have gluten.
They do have gluten-free bread.
They do? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, I think I, at that point, I just got it and, like, took the meat off of the thing and ate it, and that's not a good way to do anything. Right. They were passing Club Jam. I just want to get a picture of Club Jam.
Club Jam. Oh, it's live band karaoke club. Holy shit.
Whoa. Holy
what?
Shit.
What? I'm going to come back to Club fucking Jam.
Yeah.
Are you
live
kidding
band
me?
Karaoke.
Live band karaoke?
We're in Koreatown, home of karaoke.
There might be a Jersey Mike's here on Western. If there is going to be one, it'll be on this street.
All right, I like that you're doing it.
I
Club
used to
Jam.
Order,
I'm looking into Club Jam right now, guys.
At work, when we would order from Jersey Mike's, I would get, like, the extra, you know, there's, like, a regular size and then, like, the extra long.
Yeah.
I get the extra long meatball. My friend Steven would get the extra
long. It's
not
an extra
Philly.
Long. That's what we used to call a normal sub. They have now renamed it the Giant, and I think it's rude.
It is.
Because that is what I like to eat.
Yeah, it is rude.
It is
but
rude.
I am a Giant.
Do you get it toasted? Do they toast there?
They can if you want.
I think they
a
do for
it's not
the hot
classic.
Sandwiches.
It's not classic.
For the meatball sub and the Philly.
Ah.
But anyway, it's way too, like the Giant is more
yeah, but
than
then
one
it,
meal.
Yes, it's more than one meal, but that's what you want at a lunch, don't you?
Yeah.
You want to be able to eat
you
your lunch later.
Over, left over, yeah.
Yeah.
Breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, man.
Subway, I used to get the turkey and their like flavorless cheese, and then I would get the Godfather type thing, but I wish Subway, here's what the deal is. Jersey Mike should be Subway. They should take over Subway.
Yes.
They should.
Subway's poop.
Subway is
that
terrible.
Many locations, but
Jersey Mike's
Jersey
is like maybe one of my favorite meals.
It's a good
it's truly good. They kept it good even as it grew.
Isn't it interesting that they were able to do that? And I don't know how they did it, but they really
right.
did do it.
And
I
think Quiznos even, couldn't do it. Togo's nope. couldn't do it.
Quiznos had an edge because they toasted things. That was, for me, I liked the toasty.
Right, the bread could be kind of stale.
Yeah.
But because they toasted it, you wouldn't know.
And, like, Subway bread's never stale because it's made of, like,
yeah, right.
fluorocarbon.
Exactly.
Fluorocarbon.
Some comedian has a joke about that. When you walk in, it smells like that hamster cage dust.
Yeah.
It does.
It smells like Petco.
I forget which comedian said that, but it's true.
Looked up Club Jam. Club Jam, not on the map. Club Jam is not listed as existing.
Well, it's still
if you know, you know.
If you know,
yeah. You guys want to
you
go,
go
to
past
Club
the,
Jam?
Go past the Dalai Lama, make a right. Big Club Jam.
Well, we wouldn't be making a right, obviously.
No, we wouldn't, but if you were coming past.
We just made a pretty slick left on Western.
The most western part of the city, originally. Had a wall.
Back in the 19th century, you called this the most western point. Back when it was all Colt 45s and you know, backwashed, guzzling gangsters and banditos and all
people
that
loved to guzzle backwash back then.
Well, I mean, you'd share a bottle of whiskey with your buddy. And
we do have a fun backwash. Bootlegging history in Los Angeles.
We do we?
Yeah, I had to kind of do a little bit of research for it for the episode you were going to record in a couple
of
weeks.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what's the history here?
Just that, you know, there are plenty of famous like bootlegging places in downtown LA and then in Venice Beach.
Really?
They were kind of sanctioned by the, you know, the
Jus place was a bootlegger, right?
Yeah. Now the other one, Kohl's.
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 They have like the speakeasy. Hidden panel back room with a true speakeasy. It's
yeah.
Really cool looking.
And they have it now.
Yeah.
They
and
changed
you can go
it
to
back
it
into a speakeasy, right?
Yeah, they did.
And it's called the Bar Place.
Is it called the Bar Place?
It's called the Good Bar.
The Good Bar?
Never mind.
I think it's Villains or...
I used to know what it was called.
I think it begins with a V.
It's not V. Villains. Villains Tavern is downtown, but it's a different place.
And that's the one that's on the river, kind of.
Yeah, kind of, but
I
it's
love
not.
That place.
That place is awesome, mostly outside.
Yeah.
It's literally just like a bar that is
physically
a bar in a parking lot with a tent around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Latrulio used to live down near there, and that's how I would...
Oh, that's such a cool place.
Yeah. You lived there before it got really, really, really populated. And it was still like, you'd go to that bar and it's like, oh, there's no one else around.
Yeah, it's really good. I remember when I first moved here 10 years ago, we would go to that bar and it would be just empty. It would just be us. And it would be like, this is eerie. I like it.
We're about to pass the Frank Gehry designed and built KFC.
Was it Frank Gehry?
No, I don't think it was. No. But it's definitely.
But it is so weird.
Of love for him.
It's definitely architect-y.
It's super architect-y. It's like, so just for those who can't see and don't. It's a KFC building that's got like what almost looks like a modernist interpretation of a bucket on top of the building. But more looks like just a square with a really weird roof.
Yeah, it's
called a bizarre absurdity.
A slap in the face to the normal store.
Definite slap in the face. And it's blue.
Jersey Mike's!
Wait, we got Jersey Mike's?
We got a Jersey Mike's!
On the right-hand corner, and I'm not turning right, so I'm going to go up and do a U-E and then come back. I know how to do it.
All right.
Yeah, cool. We got it all mapped out.
Yes.
So what do? We hit pause while we go in there in order?
And then
no, we should just keep going.
Yeah.
So we're not stopping at Jersey Mike's.
No, we are stopping at Jersey Mike's.
Here, let me get on my Jersey Mike's app.
No, we keep going.
We'll put our order in.
Oh, we just bring this with us.
Yeah,
we bring this with us.
This is amazing.
Getting on my Mike's app. So it's going to take us a little while to turn around or to be able to make a left into here.
Yeah, I'll go up there.
In-store pickup. Let's do start a new order, baby.
Oh, my God. So you're ordering out here.
Yeah, baby. So what is this? This is Hollywood Boulevard. Is this 543? Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be about right.
In-store pickup. All right. What does everybody want?
What do we got?
I'm going to get a number 7 turkey and provolone.
Great.
You know what? Give me what you get, Kurt.
I'm going to get a giant.
No, I don't want a giant.
No, regular.
I don't want to talk you off.
Oh, right? How about we get a giant and then that's it. We split it.
Because you want to take yours home. Come on. Don't let me bum you out.
I'm getting the gluten-free bread, so I'll get my own thing.
I have celiac. I have celiac disease. So hey, Jersey Mike's app. Why can't you put extra oil and vinegar on? Guys, that don't make no sense.
Yeah, what is this?
What is this bullshit?
Connecticut Mike's?
What is this, Soviet Russia?
What is this?
Look at that. Can't believe it. We pulled this off.
So now we're in a parking lot.
Yeah, this
parking lot. We got a Chase Bank. We got a Ralph's. We got a Ross.
You got to follow the way the parking lot goes. Yeah, additional parking.
This way, I just went straight. I didn't do anything wrong. I can turn left down here.
Definitely. We're going into a parking garage.
What a treat.
They do auto detailing down in this parking garage.
Should we?
I think you gotta turn left here.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
And there's a spot straight ahead.
Oh,
this is great,
look at that.
Actually.
Look at this.
This
is
really
great.
Life is good.
Life is good.
Kicking ass.
I'm gonna get some Jersey Mike's.
Would you unclip the thing?
Would I?
Yeah.
Great. You got it?
Great. Great. Love it.
Oh, I need to let you out. Would you automatic open?
Yeah. Okay. Parking garage. Parking garage. Check, check. Okay.
I'm excited.
Huh?
I know. We've ordered one other lunch, but we've never gone.
We never got out of the car.
Got out of the car, yeah.
Oh, you did a drive-thru?
We did a drive-thru McDonald's once.
With
who? Sarah Silverman.
Nice.
That was pretty good.
That's a real. We just walked around in a real confusing way.
There's other people around.
No, I just walked from that side.
Are you looking Spinal Tap? It's like that.
This is crazy.
This is is like Spinal Tap. Do we just walk up the road? Should we walk up the road?
No, I walk up from that park, that side.
Oh, okay.
Right. There'll be another sign. I don't know.
All right, these people seem to know where to go. We're just the people who are walking up the ramp.
Hey, know. I'm only worried about a self-driving Tesla. Did you guys see that?
No.
The self-driving Tesla in the tunnel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Bay Bridge in San Francisco. It just stopped in the fast lane. It caused like an 8-car pileup.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
No.
It just like slammed on its brakes.
And it injured a 2-year-old boy.
No.
It yeah. did like slam on its brakes, but it came to like an abrupt stop like when everyone's going 65.
Yeah.
Self-driving cars are not there yet.
Self-driving cars, super dangerous, just like they seem. Jersey Mike's. Huh?
Should we talk about how your dad knows Jersey Mike's?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Take pictures of Kurt. Oh, yeah, take pictures. Take, look at that.
Look at this huge order.
Lovely.
I mean, we can cut a lot of this out.
There's a big... Why cut it out? There's a big...
How are you? Good, good. Can I get a regular on whole wheat? Number 7.
That's Kurt Brownoller's order. I would like a... where's the number 7? 7. Turkey provolone. Okay. Okay. I'll get an original Italian. Do you have gluten-free bread?
Yeah, it's allergy to preference.
Preference.
Preference,
what size? Large. With lettuce, tomato. Yeah. Okay, great. Cool.
Figure it out, John.
Number 17, regular, please.
17. What's a 17?
Philly. Mike's Famous Philly.
Oh, you're getting a Philly sub. Nice.
They do a good one.
Oh, they do? Nice.
I mean, it's not going to be like
mass or packed. Oh, nice, guys.
But
a nice rainy day treat.
Yeah. This rain sucks. It's a bummer.
It's over today.
Yeah. It up.
That's smart.
We got a cheesesteak coming, turkey provolone. We got an original Italian. It's going to be incredible. It's just like Pat and Gino's. Pat's and Gino's?
Yeah,
the non-racist yeah. one. There's one.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a MAGA one, and then there's a Biden.
Gino's. Gino's is the MAGA one. Pat's
right.
is the Biden one.
Biden. They're Biden-pilled.
What do you normally do?
The bathroom keys attached to a spatula. Tall John's in the bathroom taking a shit, I imagine.
Chill pack. Yeah, Mike's Way, extra oil and vinegar, please. You want Mike's Way?
Mike's Way, yes. Mike's Way.
Mike's Way or the highway, baby. How was the bathroom?
The toilet was not flushed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the toilet was not flushed. Wow.
Number one, like someone was letting it mellow, which is okay. You know, we're in a drought even though it's raining.
Right.
But it's still just a very bright yellow. Someone's taking their vitamins and not flushing it.
Right. We got a full toilet. Full toilet. Jersey Mike's. But no subs in there.
No one dropped a sub.
No one dropped a Jersey Mike's sub.
Oh my God, look at that. That's yours. That's coming in beautiful.
Look at that.
They put guacamole on the pillow?
Oh, no, maybe that's after that.
Oh, I love how they drench it in the vinegar.
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks good. Mike's Way or the highway, certainly. Yeah.
All right, we successfully went to Jersey Mike's and turned left out of there.
Look at
amazing.
That.
Haven't
nice
broken
work.
A rule yet. Everyone dig into your sandwich. You
We're
know?
Gonna crush
Don't be
it.
Sandwich digging time.
How's the sub, Kurt?
You know, I went whole wheat this time.
Regret it?
I regret it.
Oh wow.
As opposed to what, like a nice sourdough or a white?
Just the basic white is the one I usually get.
Kurt, should we go surfing? Kurt's like a great surfer.
Is that true?
Is something that
I wouldn't say great,
don't
but...
Don't talk about enough.
I've seen you in a wetsuit somewhere. Maybe it was on a jet ski, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was on jet ski.
Yes, on the Mississippi River.
Here's why I'm surprised, because you're a tall man, and surfing is not easy for tall people.
Is it not?
Is that right?
There's just, you have to work a little harder, I think.
Andy Irons is tall, and he was a world champion, but he got, you know, his main thing was surfing very big waves.
Right.
And I think being tall helped him in that.
Like, Laird Hamilton's not short, he's like 6 foot, but you're a 6'5", 6'6"?
6'4".
Okay. How tall is Kelly Slater?
Short. Dude. I think he's under 6 foot.
That's not short, I'm under 6 foot. You tall guys, you're all skewed.
We're all skewed.
You're all skewed, it's all off.
Oh, this is a good sub.
It's a good sub. Hmm. Jalapeno?
I'll have a jalapeno. Oh, yeah.
You can cut out all the lip smacking.
I don't think there is any.
No, I think it'll be all right because we're not, like, up on the mics.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Audience, tell us if there's too much lip smacking. Press one.
And the results are in. Not enough lip smacking.
Everybody watch Paul T. Goldman. Jason Waller's masterpiece.
It's so good.
On
amazing show on Peacock.
Peacock, the only network with cock in the title.
Yeah, and P.
Yeah, and P.
Watch my cock pee on Peacock.
You know what? I might go forward here.
Bold.
Going forward, not turning left. Are we going west or east?
We're going west right now. I want to loop back around. I have a little plan to...
Okay, I like this little plan.
Now that we found our Jersey Mike's organically, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
We did, yeah. Shout out to the Jersey Mike's on Western and Sunset. I didn't want to bother them with my story about how my dad met the owner because they seem like really stressed.
They're getting a lot of app orders, baby.
I'm curious about this movie, 80 for Brady. It's Lily Tomlin,
yeah.
Jane Fonda, Sally Field, and it's... They all have Tom Brady jerseys on. And I think that they make a pilgrimage as 80-year-old women to Tampa to meet Tom Brady, to fuck Tom Brady. I think they're trying to fuck, right?
It makes sense.
And it's like, we're 80, but we're...
I think we want to fuck Tom Brady?
We want to fuck Tom Brady just like everyone. I mean,
you think that's why his marriage ended?
Mm-hmm.
Because of 80 for Brady? I would divorce him over 80 for Brady. this is crazy. There's like a river going down the street.
There's a river.
There are rivers on the street.
Well, I'm going to take us through a very, very big puddle that I like to drive my daughter through.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to drive through a puddle. This is what this podcast is about. Driving through a puddle.
Eating Phillies.
Eating hoagies and dicing it up. Dicey.
Oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have your Christmas tree still up, or did you get a Christmas
all
tree?
All down. Yeah, we did.
It's all down? Ours is still up. We should take it down. It might be. Is it bad luck to have it past January 6th? Maybe it's bad luck.
No, mine's still up.
What did you guys do to celebrate January 6th?
We took my Christmas tree down.
Oh, cool.
I lit my Ashley Babbitt candle. All right, so this car is going through the puddle with caution.
Oh.
Wow. Let's take a picture.
Whoa, this is amazing.
Would you mind taking a picture of that puddle, Kurt?
Yeah. I'm actually going to take video of us going through the puddle.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. This is incredible.
You ready?
Got the puddle. Now, hold on. Video.
Hold on. Let's get to the video.
Okay, video.
This
on.
Is the puddle. It's puddle
whoa.
Splash. Oh, shit. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, my God.
It's amazing. The simple pleasures in life.
We did it!
Not turning right.
This yeah, isn't just a right this turn. Is just like a
doing this.
Yeah.
Nice.
A three-pointer.
Three-pointer.
Yeah, you can really get around this rule.
My name is John, and my name is John, and we ain't turning right all podcast long. Whoa, we're going left and straight. Whoa, the podcast is great. Whoa, cruising around LA, picking up friends on the way. Well, John is my friend, and now you are my friend, and we're doing it up, and then we do it all again. Whoa, two Johns don't make a right.